Hey guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast like I'm doing here? I used to have a radio show on the internet and I absolutely loved it. The downside was I had to pay to be the host. I had to pay a lot of money. I loved my show and I still had lots more to say. I just didn't want to pay so much to have conversations with you. That's when I found Anchor. I am so excited because Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing my own podcast. Instead of me paying out a lot of money, I have the potential to get paid for using my voice and talking about what is important to me and hearing your stories. I love connecting with all of you, and Anchor has given my voice to you. So if you're ready to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Thanks for joining the Gay with God community. Namaste and welcome to Awakened Hearts. I'm your host, Midge Noble. It is my intention that you live a heart wide open, abundant, and joy-filled life. I believe that everyone is on earth to serve a sacred contract. I believe that we are all created to be compassionate, loving, and kind to ourselves and to all living souls. I believe that we can awaken our hearts and heal old wounds. I believe that we all have the power to transform our pain into our most authentic, spiritual, compassionate, and best selves. I believe we deserve to feel empowered, to speak up and set boundaries and be valued by those we love and respected by those we meet along our path. That is our journey here at Awakened Hearts, and you are welcome here. Welcome back, everybody, to Awakened Hearts, and I am your host, Midge Noble. I do welcome you back, and I look forward to talking to you tonight all about change. Boy, you know, change is a kind of fired up kind of word. It can mean, you know, new beginnings. It can mean endings. It can mean everything in between. And so tonight we're going to kind of explore that a little bit and see how it's going to resonate for you. So I saw this meme on Facebook from Tiny Buddha. And if you like what you're about to hear, then you may want to follow them on Facebook. But it's called Listen to Yourself. If your body is telling you to avoid certain foods and eat more fruits and veggies, do it. If your gut feeling is telling you to distance yourself from certain people and get closer to those who have a positive aura to them, do it. If your heart is telling you to travel, quit the job, start this project, spend more time in nature, take a break, read the book, be with that person, go for it. Your higher self knows what's best for you. So don't ignore the message. And again, this is from Tiny Buddha. So don't ignore the message. So a while back, I had heard, and I think I had talked about this previously, that there's, you know, when we're getting messages from spirit, you know, it might be a tap on the shoulder. It might be, you know, a nudge. It might be a pop. if we go too long, it may turn out to be, you know, an illness or something that we can't ignore. So we get little messages all along the way about what direction we may need to go or what change we might want to make. And sometimes we get kind of entrenched and stuck in our own stuff. And then sometimes we're just, you know, kind of living in the past and afraid to let go of the normal thing that we have going on. You know, that's why it's so difficult for people to change, even though they may be doing something that's really negative for themselves. You know, going to the unknown is sometimes scarier than staying stuck in an unhealthy thing that you know right now. So tonight we want to kind of look at, you know, what kind of things change can bring and what we need to think about. So, you know, there are catastrophic changes, you know, like when we have hurricanes and floods and fires and everything can be wiped out. And that change, although on the surface it looks like it's really devastating, everything can be reborn and rebirthed. You know, wildfires in the forest are devastating to animals and to, you know, to the forest itself on the when we first look at it. But then there's so much new growth that comes from a fire. Of course, when it's, you know, totally out of control and there's so much devastation, it's a horrific, horrific thing to endure and to go through. You know, I grieve for the animals. I grieve for the people who lose all their things. But I also hear such uplifting stories about, you know, folks that do turn their life around and they rebuild and they, you know, they get stronger. So there are three things that we need to understand about change. One of them is that change is necessary. I was talking to one of my kids today in session, and I said, so why is change necessary? Or why do you think change is necessary? And of course, they went, I don't know. But so I took them back to the time that they were a wee little baby and they were an infant. And I said, what if you never changed? You were an infant, you were in diapers, your mom had to feed you, she had to change you, you couldn't walk, you didn't know how to talk, there was nothing that you could do. So why would change be necessary? Well, I had to grow up, was the response. Well, yeah. If you wanted to, you know, get older and be able to have school friends and go to parties and ride your bike and do all the cool stuff that, you know, that kids growing up and changing get to do, change has to happen. Absolutely. And when we think about that it's necessary, you know, just like sometimes a fire in the forest is necessary to rejuvenate the forest and regenerate. And so it is necessary. You know, when anyone is in any state of mind, you know, change is going to happen. So we would hope that change would occur if we were in a depressed state or a lethargic state. We would welcome the change, you know, get me up out of this mood and help me to feel better. When we're really sick and we don't feel good and, you know, we welcome the change. What we don't remember though is there is, you know, that ebb and flow where we have to understand that when there are good times, change is also going to happen in those moments too. So it's like polarity. We can't have one without the other. So we're, you know, when we're riding that wave of, you know, being depressed or down or negative, we know that's going to flip over and we're going to have better times. And just as long as we remember that nothing stays the same. It is necessary for our internal and spiritual growth to be able to move things around. So because change is necessary, we have to have a mindset that welcomes, you know, the stars and the moon and also welcomes the sun, that welcomes the rain, that welcomes the changing of the seasons all the way through. Because if we just had blistering sun, as warm as it may feel, if it's all we have, then it's too much. Everything in balance is what we're looking for. But if we're going to be balanced, that means that change has to occur in order to keep that balance. So we don't have to fear it, because we know that it's necessary, not only for our growth, but for the balance of the universe, really. I mean, that's what we're all trying to find, is that stabilization. So change is necessary. The second thing that we need to keep in mind is that change is possible. Wow. Sometimes we don't believe that. You know, sometimes we're in such a stuck place that we can't believe that anything better can come along. We cannot imagine how this is going to change. But I've seen it, especially when I worked at hospice in the Kaleidoscope program with the terminally ill kids. Change was happening all the time, and it didn't always seem to be a good change, but sometimes it was. So one of the kids that I worked with, had survived a very rare cancer called a Wilms tumor that was on her kidney. And it was so difficult for the family. And of course, you know, she was a young kid, so it was really, really difficult. But she actually survived that cancer. So it was rare that she got it, and she also survived it. But then the worst possible thing happened is that it returned. And that was even super more rare that it would return. I didn't know her during the first time that she went through the cancer, but I was brought in on the second time. And it was really difficult to see such a young kid dealing with such a massive illness. And she had a really great attitude, but she about her illness. She was a kid and she was able to bounce right back from a lot of things. But she also had developed a little entitlement along the way because she was the sick one. And so sometimes she was kind of like getting some things that she wanted, even though it might not have been healthy for her. So I was there not only to support the parents in being able to manage this illness in their child and also keep some sort of balance and, you know, parent-child relationship going that would be healthy, but also there, of course, to support her and to give her a chance to work through her feelings about having this come back. Toward the end of her treatment, it was getting so difficult for her that she decided that she would stop the treatment. And her parents, as wise as they were, knew that she had to make this call. And they knew that the treatment was doing her body almost more harm than good at that point. And they all came to an agreement that she would stop her treatment. And I'm not medical. I don't know, you know, about all those decisions, but I just was there to support and clarify, you know, what they were wanting and how they thought this could help them. And the most amazing thing happened when they decided to change the treatment plan and drop the medication. She actually started to improve. And the last time that I was able to speak to her, I had actually run into her at a local bookstore here in town years later. And she was not a little girl anymore. She was a grown woman. She had gone to college and she was doing really, really well. So in that moment of despair, they were able to come together and make a change and know that even taking away something that was supposed to save her life, that it was possible that this could be something that could, you know, take her to the next level of her journey. And so what she decided to do was make that change, and the best outcome happened. When it doesn't happen, you know, change is possible sometimes in a way that we don't expect. You know, even with my own father, he was sick for such a long time with emphysema, and he was absolutely miserable toward the end. He was on oxygen, you know, all the time. He couldn't go but from one room to the next, and he was getting weaker and weaker and very, very unhappy. I know he loved us, and I know that he, you know, didn't want to be a burden. And my mother took very good care of him and, you know, was there for him and supported him. And I know it was difficult for her as well. When he passed, along with the sadness and that goes along with such a loss, there was also relief. And so it was necessary for him, you know, to be able to be free of that negative illness and from the bondage that it gave him. So it was possible for him to finally find relief and, you know, the next journey. And so all of us actually, you know, I think did feel a sense of relief for him. And for my mom as a caretaker, as I worked at hospice and I worked with, you know, other spouses that were going through, you know, such a difficult journey caring for someone that they love and watching them, you know, change in so many ways. And, you know, they never stopped loving the person they cared for. They never stopped saying that they were grateful for the time that they could spend with them. But it was difficult. You know, it was really difficult. And they also needed the support to be able to sometimes just let go, you know, because it is okay. You know, when you're going through something like that, to be human, it is okay to be able to kind of break down a little bit and express those feelings. So, you know, going through the changes that we have to go through, you know, you have to know that even though it's necessary and everything is possible, sometimes what's possible may not be what we chose or what we would want to choose. But in that understanding that there is balance, you know, there is a time for birth and there's a time for death and there's a time for all seasons and there's a time, you know, for frustration and anger and then there's a time for peace. So I love the idea that it is always possible to find a better feeling when we're in a space that's not so good. So even in the presence of death, we can feel relief. You know, we can feel sadness, but we can feel content that someone struggling and suffering is over. That's what we want more than anything, I believe, is to be able to take what's happening and find the place where we can be as comfortable as possible as we're going through whatever it is that we're going through. So change is necessary and change is possible and change is worth it. You're like, it's worth it. Why would it be worth it that I got the flu, or why would it be worth it, you know, that something horrific happened? Because without it, we're stuck. So it's always worth it to look for something better, to see how strong we can really get in not only our belief system, but in looking back over all of the different changes that we've gone through, it's worth it to see where it ended up. So I shared with you a little bit before about my journey through all the different places that I've been able to serve others and provide counseling. And every time I felt uncomfortable about making that change, when I look back, it was worth it. It always took me to the very next step that I needed to go. And so, you know, when people are forced into change, it's a little bit harder. So let's say that you're forced into saying goodbye to somebody that you really care for. And it may not even be a death. It could be that they're moving, or that they left a job that you're at, and so you guys aren't going to see each other as often. Or, you know, if you're a kid, that, you know, your best friend moves away over the summer and you didn't get to say goodbye, or they're not in your same class this next year, so you don't get to have lunch together. So when we go through that and it's kind of imposed on us and it catches us by surprise, then it's not as happy than if you're encouraging yourself to try something new, or if you're wanting to go to a different job or move to a different state. Then you have the enthusiasm and the excitement to go along with it. But when you're left with a change that feels, you know, imposed upon you and you don't like it and don't want it, that's when it takes a little bit longer to believe in the power of now. So when you believe in the power of now, that's when you can start to trace back and see how all these other changes were worth it in the end. And even if it didn't turn out the way you thought it would, sometimes it actually turns out better. And so if we believe and really put our belief in the power of now, we look at what in this moment is still going right. What can I hold on to right now to know that I'm in the right spot? It could be just this internal knowing. You just feel grounded and balanced. It could be a twinge of fear And what I'm learning in my journey now is that fear is supposed to be not something to push away, but to embrace, because it's sort of like, I think, going out onto stage. You know, you hear seasoned actors and actresses say, I still feel like I'm going to throw up before I go on stage. That little bit of fear or stage fright, or, you know, that extra energy can give them a little bit more power on the stage and make them a little bit more present. So it's kind of cool to be able to look at, you know, how we're doing right now, tap into our senses and into our heart and figure out, is this waking me up? Is this giving me extra energy? Is this empowering me to change something that I had been in a rut before, but I'm going to, you know, shift this around and change it up. And now I'm feeling empowered. And now I feel like I've got some energy. And now I feel like I can really, you know, do the thing I've always wanted to do. So change is worth it because it takes us out of the ditch that we dig ourselves in sometimes, and it forces us to go into the unknown. You know, and I'm working on this now with myself, guys. I mean, you know, when I look at, you know, opening up my own business and all of that it takes to kind of organize it and get it focused and believing in it, you know, that's some scary stuff. You never know where it's going to go. I mean, this is probably the very first time ever that I've considered making a shift in my life, and I absolutely have no idea how it might go. Other changes I've made, I was anxious about it. I wasn't sure if it was going to work out, but I had a, you know, some sort of a, I don't know, a stepping stone that I could kind of see, and I knew that it, you know, it was going to, you know, yield me something. This next change for me is going to be really the biggest leap of faith I think I've ever taken. And I've taken a lot of leaps of faith, people. I've really kind of just gone out there and believed that things were going to work out most of the time. Still scared, but had that belief. And this one is such a big deal for me that, you know, I'm vacillating between the downright terror of my decision and the excitement, and the energy around it. So the thing that I'm learning for myself is that I can't stay stuck. I just can't. And I love the idea of still serving others and being able to assist them in empowering their own walk and awakening their hearts. And so I know that this is the next step that feels organically correct for me. But just know that the fear is real, people. When change happens, you've seen it in your own life, and I've seen it in mine, and I continue to find those moments where I'm in that space of the, you know, oh, what am I doing kind of thing, but I still keep coming full circle to, this just feels organically right for me. Like starting this podcast after so many years of being off the internet radio, I really never stopped loving what I had done with the show Second Chances. And so to be able to get back in touch with you guys and to be able to share my thoughts and my feelings and hopefully make some things for you a little bit better and give you some food for thought, I love the ability to do that. And I'm so happy when I get to do that with you guys. So that made me remember that if you wanted to download the Anchor mobile app, you can actually send messages to me through that app. And so it's free to download that. And it would be really cool for you to be able to send me messages and let me know what resonates with you as we're doing this together. And if you do write messages, then I can, because I'm not live taping this, when you write messages, I can always highlight those, you know, at the next show. So it's definitely going to be read by me, and I'll definitely respond. So it'll be cool for you guys to listen in and be able to hear responses to messages that you might have left for me. So tonight has been all about change. It can be scary. It can feel devastating. It can feel uncertain, it can also feel alive and exciting and just joy-filled. So I want us just to remember that because it is necessary, and it's going to happen whether we want it to or not, how we frame it, how we decide to look at that change is going to either put us on the path of energy and enlightenment, or it's going to keep us in the ditch. So be mindful of looking for the possibilities within the change and how you can allow yourself to feel the positive energy that it can take on. And to remember that in the end, it's going to be worth it, because even if it ends with someone not being able to stay with you, there is a purpose for that, a lesson for you that can take you to the next level. So I hope that you'll remember that as you're going through the changes in your lives, that it doesn't have to be the end. It very most often is the beginning. Okay? The next change that we have coming up is going to be the Awaken the Fire in Your Soul class that I'm teaching starting next Tuesday. Spots are still available to enroll in that class. So if you are on Facebook with me, please message me your intention to join the class. I would like to have everybody enrolled by this Friday so that I know that we're all set and everybody's connected to Zoom, and we'll be able to hit it running on Tuesday at 7:30 next week. So if you're not on Facebook with me, you can message me anyway and say, please add me as a friend. I want to be a part of the class. Or you can email me at Second Chances, that spell that out, SECOND Chances at Embark. Embark is EMBARQMAIL.com. Second Chances at EmbarkMail.com. And in the subject, you can write in there, I want to enroll in the class, and I will make sure that I get us connected and I'll get you enrolled. And everyone that enrolls in the class will be invited to be in the Empowered Me Facebook group that will be closed for just us in the class. That's where you're going to find files or videos that I download, and that's where I'll be doing a Facebook Live from that private site to answer questions live that you may have as we're going through class together. So I really hope that if you want to empower yourself, if you want to dig a little bit deeper into who you are and how you handle changes, how you manage people who may not be seeing you or needing to learn how to speak up for your own personal rights, and how to set a course for success for yourself, then Awaken the Fire in Your Soul is absolutely the course for you. And I can't wait for us to get together and learn all these cool things about our journeys. So as we close tonight, I just want to remind you that you are in the change-making business. If you're walking and breathing and above ground, you're still changing. And we can embrace it, and our lives will be forever more joy-filled. So I hope that you find the change that you're waiting for, and I hope that you empower yourself to continue to discover all the cool things that you are ready to discover. So thank you for joining me. Don't forget to message me if you have something you want to say, and I'll get back to you. Thank you so much, everybody, and have a good night.